Day 3 of the Ice Cream Wars, you get to the beach early and set up right in the center of Teddy territory, assuming you'll serve the 75% of beachgoers to your south, leaving your cousin to sell to the 25% of customers to the north. When Teddy arrives, he sets up just south of you, stealing all of the southerly customers and leaving you with a small group of people to the north. Not to be outdone, you move 10 paces south of Teddy to regain your customers. When you take a midday break, Teddy shuffles 10 paces south of you and again steals back all the customers to the far end of the beach. Throughout the course of the day, both of you continue to periodically move south towards the bulk of the ice cream buyers until both of you eventually end up at the center of the beach, back to back, each serving 50% of the ice cream hungry beachgoers. At this point, you and your competitive cousin have reached what game theorists call a Nash equilibrium, the point where neither of you can improve your position by deviating from your current strategy. Your original strategy, where you were each a quarter mile from the middle of the beach, didn't last because it wasn't a Nash equilibrium. Either of you could move your cart towards the other to sell more ice cream. With both of you now in the center of the beach, you can't reposition your cart closer to your furthest customers without making your current customers worse off. However, you no longer have a socially optimal solution, since customers at either end of the beach have to walk further than necessary to get a sweet treat. Think about all the fast food chains, clothing boutiques, or mobile phone kiosks at the mall. Customers may be better served by distributing services throughout a community, but this leaves businesses vulnerable to aggressive competition. In the real world, customers come from more than one direction, and businesses are free to compete with marketing strategies by differentiating their product line and with price cuts. But at the heart of their strategy, companies like to keep their competition as close as possible.